From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Most political observers these days have their sights set firmly on the 2012 presidential campaign, but next year also brings a battle for control of Congress. House members have just filed their first finance reports, and as NPR's Peter Overby reports, the raw numbers suggest that some Republican freshmen may already be vulnerable.
GOP challengers knocked off 52 House Democrats last year on their way to 63 new seats. The newcomers rode in on a huge wave of spending, $262 million, according to the Federal Election Commission, more than double what Democratic challengers had spent 2 years earlier. But that big tide may not be running as strong now that Republicans control the House. First quarter fundraising for the Republican freshman turns out to be a mixed bag. One newcomer, Diane Black of Tennessee, raised nearly $1 million in 3 months, and 15 others raised more than $250,000 each. But after that, the numbers fall off. Three freshmen were still carrying $1 million or more in debt from last year's campaign. Joanna Burgos is spokeswoman for the National Republican Congressional Committee, where job one is making sure those lawmakers win a second term.
First and foremost, you see a lot of support that the freshmen are garnering in their districts. It shows that they have the support, they have the dedication to put them on the road to victory.
At the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, they see the GOP fundraising differently. Spokesman Jesse Ferguson points to a Washington Post analysis. It said that early fundraising for the average Democratic freshman in 2007 and 2009 was $100,000 better than it is for their GOP counterparts today.
Their support base seemed to be somewhere between slipping away and evaporating.
It's way too early for most of the House freshmen to have actual challengers, but the Democratic Campaign Committee is running generic ads targeting the most vulnerable freshmen, those in districts that vote Democratic in presidential elections. Today, the committee launched a low-profile messaging campaign against 25 freshmen. Radio ads and robocalls say they voted, quote, to end Medicare. One of those targeted Republicans is Anne Marie Burkle in western New York State. Unlike many of her colleagues, she hasn't gone hard after political action committees here in Washington. So for the quarter, she reported raising just $65,000. Burkle's spokeswoman said she's had other priorities, setting up her office, constituent services, town hall meetings. But there is help on the way. Again, Joanna Burgos at the NRCC.
Here at the NRCC, we do encourage a lot of teamwork, and there are groups of members who help each other, introduce each other to new donors, etc.
Burkle will be getting those introductions through a new entity called the Great Eight Committee. It was set up this winter to help finance re-election campaigns for eight freshmen who serve on the House Oversight Committee. That includes Burkle. Republicans have six other new committees just like this. Team 2012 for new Republicans on the Financial Services Committee, and so on. New creatures blessed by Republican leaders with the common goal of protecting the gains their party made in 2010. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.